Hi folks, welcome to another edition of Gold Bazan. This is Pasha Hajjian speaking, one of the directors of Gold Bazan. It's an absolute pleasure for us to say that today we'll be interviewing Tony Oliveira and his son Antonio. As you know, Tony Oliveira, he's recognized, you know, for the great work he did to run for Tractor Sazi. He's someone that is hailed in Tabriz. Doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter if you even speak the language or not. As soon as you say Tony, everybody knows who you're talking about. It was an absolute honor to speak to this great man. His CV is just remarkable. He's won 22 major honors, was a player, coach, assistant coach for Benfica, coach of the Portuguese national team, fantastic, you know, career in Sevilla as a coach in Bordeaux in France. Then he moved to the Middle East, worked as an assistant in 1999 alongside Mr. Carlos Queiroz. And Tony spoke about him with the relationship. He has a great relationship with Mr. Carlos Queiroz in UAE. You know, his work in China, Al Ahly in Egypt, Etihad, and so many other endless things. And obviously now he's having a new endeavors in Kuwait. So this is a two-part interview. The first half of this interview, we've been talking to Mr. Tony, you know, about his time in Iran, his experiences elsewhere, his relationship with Mr. Carlos, what he thinks about the World Cup. The second part of this is with his son, Antonio. Basically, he's a right-hand man of his father, being the assistant coach. And it's very interesting to hear to what he had to say about some of the issues he saw in Iranian football. And, you know, and it was amazing to hear his thoughts, you know, of how Iranian football can grow. What are the problems he saw, some of the weaknesses he saw, how these came into interplay with one another. And it was just... Also, we just want to announce that a big announcement is coming for our Gold Bazan fans. We'll be keeping you guys updated with that. But for right now, nothing is official yet. But stay tuned. Big things are happening. As always, enjoy these two-part interviews with Mr. Tony Oliveira and his son Antonio. As always, enjoy, folks. Thank you for listening to Gold Bazan. My friend Tony, it's an absolute honor to have you on Gold Bazan. Thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Yes, for me it's a pleasure, okay?
Tony, my friend, the first question we have for you is, you've won 22 major honors with Benfica. Tony, the first question we have for you, my friend, is talk to us about your time in Benfica, whether that's as a player or as a coach, and what made you interested to move to the Middle East? What attracted you predominantly?
Coach in Benfica during 4 years, and it's a good time as a player, good time as a coach, and also as assistant coach, because I have a good experience with coaches like Sven Goran Eriksson, Lars Varotti, Paul Chernay, John Mortimer. Okay, it's very good experience with those coaches, and well, the Middle East and it's some it's to live another experiences. You know, I started many years ago with Carlos Queiroz in national team of UAE, yeah. And after I was in Saudi Arabia. Again in Emirates,
China.
And
China.
And in China, mm-hmm. Also Egypt. And Egypt, also with Al Ahly,
yes.
And in Iran it's the before to coming to Kuwait, it's a nice time I spend in Iran. The people very kind. It's a very nice country. And Tabriz and the Tractor and the fans of Tractor, they keep always in my heart, because it's empathy that we live during since the first year till to win the Cup of Iran, and also last game against Naftia, when we we are near to be champion in Iran. And also during this time we have twice in champions of Asia, mm-hmm. as we are vice champions twice in Iran. Well, and that's a very good experience of life, and also of naturally of sport, you know, but experience of life. When we met people with other culture, other religions, you know, yes. And but the football is very good because can bring us to make friends, you know. Yes. And I think it's very, very, very nice time that I spend in outside of Portugal.
Tony, the next question I have for you: how would you assess your time working in Iran as a coach for Tractor Sazi?
I remember the first day when I have the contact with my players. I said to them that okay, I am here as a challenge for me because I want to bring to you my experience as a coach and as a player, okay? And I try to do my best for help you to be better player and also better man, you know? And yes. I think that during the time that I spend in Tractor in Iran, it's this kind of experience that I give my 100% of me to be engaged with the players to achieve our aim, you know. And I think that I think that my message is the players understand my message, you know. Yeah. I it's my feeling.
Tony in Tabriz, as you know, for any Tractor Sazi fans, doesn't even matter if you speak Farsi or not. As soon as you say Tony, everybody knows you. And to see you winning the Half Sea Cup, having your son even alongside of you, Antonio, how was that experience like for you? How memorable has it been?
Yeah, as I said to you, I for me, and also of course with my the staff that worked with me in Tractor, Antonio. And also Paulo and Vitor, okay, they are. We live a very good experience in Tractor, you know. There's the fans. I never in my life when I enter in a stadium of in Tabriz, and the people telling my name. And also, Tony, I love you. I never forgot this, you know, because I am not only a coach, only coach for them. I am. They think that I am one more. I am one of us. Of them. I am one of them. Yes. Okay, I was with the same spirit of them. I think never they give a whistle when we and one or two times or three times we lose at home, but always they are very good with me. Never in my life I live the times that I have in Tabriz with the fans. They are fantastic, you know. As I said, I never forgot them for my life.
Tony, whether it was a player from your own club or from another reigning club, whether that's a particular just one single player or players, as I should say, because you manage many players and Tractor Sazi, some of the biggest talents that even play for the national reigning team. Any particular talent that stood out to you?
Well, I think the number one of the best players of the history of the football of Iran, mm-hmm. is Karimi. Karim. Of course, also Ali Dai, but also Timurian, Karimian, yes. Is very, very good. Kazemian, Norati. Okay, I have players that with a great history, and for me, a player also that very for Tractor years is Chiani. Chiani also, you know, is a player that it's a player that loves Tractor, you know. Yes. And the fans loves this player. But Karimi and I saw many times when we travel in Iran, when we play outside of Tabriz, Karimi have a big name, big name for the fans in the football in Iran.
Very interesting points there, Tony. Tony, the next question we have for you is that you worked alongside Mr. Carlos Queiroz in 1999 at UAE. Interesting points there, Tony. We had the pleasure of, you know, interviewing Mr. Carlos Queiroz in 1999. Tony, you worked alongside this great man, and with the tremendous work he's done for Iranian national team, it's going to go down in history, and arguably so. He's the greatest manager in Iran's history. How is it like working with someone such as Mr. Queiroz?
I am a friend of Carlos for a long time. I was coaching in Benfica, head coach, and many times he came to visit me in the stadium. And after he was a coach of Sporting, I was coach of Benfica, and we play against. We have a great friendship, you know, great friendship. And when he arrived in Iran for to be coach of the national team of Iran, I think that is a very good choice that for the football in Iran, because his organization, with his knowledge, he have done a very, very good job with the national team, and twice the Iran is are in the World Cup, and I think it's not easy because is the games from the qualification are very hard, but it's a very good job that Carlos has done in Iran. I am very, very satisfied with of course with because I as I said to you, we have a great friendship.
Fantastic man, the gaffer. Tony, the last question I have for you before I pass it on and speak to Antonio is that, what do you make out of Group B? Obviously, Iran is in the same group as Portugal. You have the likes of Spain and Morocco, arguably the most interesting group right now in the World Cup, you know, for an Iranian fan. What do you make out of it?
Well, it's not the first time that Portugal is in the same group with Iran. In yes. 2006, in Germany, they also happens this situation, but now I think that when we look for the group of what is Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran, all the people is looking and thinking that Portugal and Spain are in the next round. But you know, I think that It's hard work for Portugal and also for Spain, because Iran, if Iran have time for to work and prepare this World Cup, I think is not easy games for Portugal and Spain, and also in a small competition, is three games, you know. In 10 days, you play everything in 10 days, okay? And the first game is Portugal and Spain.
Yes.
Morocco, Iran, you know. And after those games, we can look for the what's happened in the next games, but. I remember the last World Cup in Brazil. Iran was very in the strong group, mm-hmm. and with Argentina lose, but have done a very, very good game, okay, in the last minute with Messi, and also with Nigeria, and after, okay, with Serbia, the things is not so good, but I hope that it's very, very, very interesting to know how Iran, also Morocco, because also Morocco can be can bring it to this World Cup some surprises, but of course that we know that there are Spain is a strong team, also Portugal if Portugal is in a good day is there are is the champion of Europe, you know, and yeah. It's but anyway, it's interesting games coming. That and we'll see after. And I hope that when Portugal and Iran, I hope that it's a great game. And of course, if we don't need points, okay. And is for me is Portugal and Iran next round. It's, but I think that Spain is a very, very good team.
Tony. Inshallah. Tony, the final question I have for you. How would you say your new endeavor right now is working in Kuwait?
You know, it's as I said to you, when I finish my last year in Benfica as a coach, I have very good experience outside of Portugal. Mm-hmm. As I said, in China, in Egypt, in the Middle East, in China. You know, it's a very good experience, you know. And also now in Kuwait, where, it's a nice country, and but not have the enthusiasm that we have in Tabriz with the tractor. But anyway, we bring also the same spirit, you know, with my experience, with as a player and as a coach, to help the players to be better players each day. Okay, but not only from my side. Also, I expect the other side. They want to learn to be better. And we are here with the same spirit that we are in Iran, in China, in Egypt. Always working every day for help them to be better players and better men.
Tony, my friend, thank you so much for your time. Before I speak to Antonio, is there any last message that you would like to say, whether that's a tractor, Sazi fans, or just Iranian football fans in general?
First of all, I want to, for all the people of Iran, I love this country, and for them, I never forgot them. But especially for the fans of tractor, they are always in my heart. I never forgot them. It's the time that we spent together. I never forgot them. And I went. I like that tractor coming for the good days. Good days. After I leave tractor. Okay. Is what I want is that. Tato coming one day champion, okay?
Tony, my friend, thank you so much for coming on Gold Bazan. It was an absolute pleasure to speak to you. The work that you did for not only Tractor Sazi fans, but your influence in the Iranian league by itself is something remarkable achievement and something that left a legacy for sure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you very much, Pacha.
That concludes our first part of our interview, and that was Tony Oliveira, a fantastic man itself. Now, the second part of the interview will be with Antonio Oliveira, the son of Tony. You know, he's been his assistant coach, and learning from the great man, and it's very, very interesting talks that he had to say about some of the problems he saw with the Iranian football, what some of the coaches should do. It was very insightful from him. Enjoyed this second part of the interview. Antonio, my friend, now it's speaking to you is an absolute pleasure. Just spoke to your dad. So tell me, from your own perspective, Antonio, how was it working alongside your dad in Iran? And how was that experience like for you?
Yes, first of all, it's a pleasure to be his assistant, and until him wants to coach and has the passion for the training and for the game. My father is my priority. Before I make my way alone, you know. So during 2012 is the first time that I was coach. I learned too much. I'm preparing myself for the future, and but day by day I feel more prepared and more and better coach than before. So I make my way, and I'm proud and to be with him. And I learned too much, and this is a big experience that is like a luggage when you go travel. I take a luggage with many things inside,
yes.
About with the knowledge, experience, new situations that according new situation you have to adjust and take different decisions. And I'm preparing, as I said before, I'm preparing my way as better as I can to attack the future, more or less like this.
Antonio, being working alongside someone such as great as Tony, coming to a new culture, you know, meeting Iranian fans, Iranian footballers, Iranian culture, obviously Asian football is very different to the European standards. What have you, or let's just put it this way, what did you learn about Iranian football and Iranian culture?
So first of all, the Iranian players for me are the best in Asia. Is the thing. the football, the Iranian football, and mainly the league, I think they can be better and must be improved more. And must improve more, but they have to bet more in the formation of the coach. You know, to improve and put more the level of the football more high, you know, according many terms, physically, tactically, technically, and the strategy and about the strategy. I think the main thing in Iran is not the players, but because the players have too much quality.
Yes.
I think that the most and the big problem in Iran, I think, are the coaches. And then the coaches are, and the coaches know, and the people in the federation must bet more in the formation of the coach. As we did before in Europe, mainly in Portugal. We bet too much in the formation, in coach formations, in coaches' conventions. And then now we have, for me, the best coaches in the world are Portuguese. Okay, we have, and I respect also others in Europe, other countries also that have good coaches. But for me, because the Portuguese coaches, not all, be careful, not all. but the Portuguese coaches are every time looking for the little detail, the strategy, and the... They are more prepared than the others, you know. So I think also the Iran football can improve more in this situation and bet more in the coaches formation, you know, in conversion, and maybe attract some teachers for this formation from outside, you know.
Yes.
To give information for them is good, and for sure the league, because every time I follow the league games. And the quality of the game is not realistic according to the value of the players. You understand what I mean?
Yes, yes. Very exactly, so, yes.
With the quality of these players, we can do more.
Antonio, one of the biggest you saw in Iranian football was the lack of infrastructure, facilities, to make these, you know, so-called Iranian players the best they could be, develop into complete players, you know. From your own experience, was that something that you saw as the biggest issue, or do you think maybe it's the lack of education, that some of these people aren't really football-friendly people, that they don't really know what to make out of it?
They can make and prepare this inside Iran, you know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Also, one thing that I didn't understand during the time that I spent during 4 years in Iran,
mm-hmm.
is the basis, you know, the academy. I never understand what they are doing in this kind of situation, you know, because for to have better players, also better coaches, you have to prepare since downstairs, you know. So we have to prepare also the basis to have also better players in the future and better teams in the future, you know.
Antonio, you compare the coaches in the Middle East and European coaches. It's just night and day. Coming to the Middle East, and let's just predominantly say Iran right now, what would you say is the biggest issue? Would you just say it's a lack of education of these coaches not taking the risk and gambling and going overseas and, you know, learning from other coaches? Or do you think it's just like the investment within the country, or predominantly both?
It's, I think it's both. But anyway, in also we have a different sportive culture, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have a different view of football. It's normal. But I think they must to bet more and sometimes more in these areas. They are a little lazy, you know, to think, you know. And also in the football, we must think, you know. So that more or less they want that the others do for me, you know. It's more or less it's because sometimes they prefer to attract some assistant, foreigner assistant, and still with the head coach from local area, you know, and they learn from the assistant. It's more or less like this. But as I said to you, they have also in these areas in Middle East, also in Iran, they have formation, but I think maybe it's not the right formation, you know.
Yes.
for these areas. So as I said to you before, we in Portugal we bet too much in last 20 years in this area of coaching, and we have the result now because we have many top coaches in the biggest leagues in Europe. So we have three Portuguese coaches in Premier League, and maybe in the first place in the Championship in England is from Portugal. Maybe in the next year we have four.
Yes.
So we have in France, in Monaco, another coach. Now in China they put three coaches in the first Super League. So is the proof that all people like and recognize the value of the Portuguese coach. So I think also for Iran and the time that we spent also Mr. Tony and about Carlos Queiroz, that the results, because nobody likes people that don't win, and the people likes these people because of his character, of his personality, but also because they win. If they don't win, nobody likes coaches that don't win.
Yeah.
So we can mix the personality and the character and with the job and the results that they have done during these years.
Antonio, I have two final questions for you. One of which is obviously a historical moment, just to be alongside your father and to, you know, make the people of Tractor Sazi fans arguably the best fans in Iran. To win the Hafsi Cup must be something memorable for you. How big of a title would you say that was for you and your father?
I think during 4 years, I think all days are special for us, because anything new, everything, new things happen during our stay there. And never forget that we go out because we want. Because we lost many, many confidences, many people. And when we are engaged and we don't trust in people, it's better go out and looking for another place. It's because we go out. Because during this our stay, we twice vice champions, four times qualifying for Asia Champions League, and one cup, and the unique title of the club. But for me, one of the vice champion is champion, because many things happen, but I don't want to talk about that. The past is past, and we stay with the memories, only this. But old times, okay, is normal when we win a title. These memories stay forever. For me, it is the first, but more than the first, because I hope that I will win in the future more titles in my career. But this title I never forgot, because it's with my father, and because of this, it's special for me. Mm-hmm. And one time maybe I win the Champions League, but for me, this one is more important than Champions League. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I hope also about the club that now has a new coach, that the club can improve and come again for the performance that the club have until we leave the club. Because after we leave the club lose many things, mainly the passion and the identity, you know.
Antonio, it was very interesting to hear your father's thoughts on Group B. What would you say from your own perspective about it?
Iran has more chances than in 2006. Of course, we are talking about Portugal and Spain. For me, two power teams, that is not easy to play in this group. But we have to understand that, as Tony said before, that is a small competition, and in the first game is too much important. If Iran win the first game, I think they have chance to go through the next step. So, but also I'm interested to see the reaction of the team, because I think in Iran in the first game they will play to win. But I know Iran playing without ball, you know. Now I'm interested to see if they want to command the game, if they are ability for that. They have players for that, you know, but they are every time using one strategy for the games, you know. For sure, this is the strategy for against Portugal and Spain. For sure, they play in a down block, and after they try in one offensive transition or counter-attack to score goals. But against Morocco, I think I expect to see another Iran. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
formation. More ball, yes. To command the game, to try the goal more times with intention, you know, and not waiting for the mistake, as I expect they will do against Portugal and Spain. But it's normal, because they know the value of the players and of the team. It's normal to have this time of behavior. So to choose, I choose of my heart. Come from my heart. Portugal first, of course, and after I hope that Iran can go through the next step. But we know that if they will do this, is another good job of Carlos. More or less is like this. I missed the word, but is another not title, is another challenge that they lead. They will do.
Antonio, one of the key things your father said was that how amazing everything has been for him leaving Portugal, you know, coaching countries such as China, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iran. Now a new endeavor you guys are having in Kuwait. Where do you see Kuwaiti football basically coming to the ranks of Iran and other Middle Eastern countries?
Kuwait is out of FIFA, you know?
Yeah.
They don't have a national team. They lose some time. And according to football, compared with Iran, it's not. Weighted football is not compared with the Iranian football. Iranian football is more strong. The players are more strong. The teams are more balanced. The quality also the players in all components are compared with this is a high level. You know, also with the Saudi Arabia, also Emirates. Some steps down that Kuwait is the place of Kuwait is some steps down according to the other countries of Middle East. But they also have to make an investment, you know, investment in the bases, in academies, in the coaches' formation. Also, we are here. They already invited us to give some classes because they need to improve. They know that they want, you know.
Yes.
They know that they have to do this. So also, according our experience, mainly Tony, our experience, we have to help them. Which day they improve his football, and we are here also for them.
Interesting points you raise there, Antoni, about how the federation wants you and your father to, you know, go to these meetings, conventions, and coach, you know, and basically teach these coaches for the future of Kuwait. On the other hand, did you see the same ambition, let's say, from the Federation of Iran?
Unfortunately, no. But because some of them are interested, some of them no. But it's a point if they change the idea, it's a point that they have to bet. Serious, they have to bet. Also, they have to learn from the others. See Tony, see Carlos Queiroz.
Yes.
See other coaches. They have to learn from them. They have to teach from them. They have to ambitions to be like them, you know. Mm. This is also important, to have ambition, to have ambition, to have passion. Because it's not to go to YouTube and see exercises, you know. Yes, yeah, this is the real thing. Because hey, now I go to see Guardiola's exercises and maybe my team is playing like Manchester City. It's not like this. Football is not like this.
Yes.
Like a painter, you know, a painter. Mm-hmm. Has to have imagination to make the picture, paint. Also, the coach has they have to create, you know. He has one idea, and after he must create exercises to potentiate the behaviors that he wants for the team, you know. So if they use this kind of situations, go to PC or laptop or YouTube or something, or take the books, because some, many things is not on the books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have or you don't have, you know.
Yes.
Mainly also the feedback that you give during the trainings, during, before, after, or you have leadership or you don't have, and many things, or you have or you don't have. You know, other things you can learn, but the other thing also, but many things come from your heart, from your passion, not from your lazy side, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they to finish that situation of the coach, I think they have to think more about that. They have to make an investment and bet more in this thing and follow the examples that they have in Europe.
Antoni, to have your father on and just to get your insights was just fabulous. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on Gold Bazaar. An absolute pleasure.
The pleasure is for us, and anytime that you want, you can talk with us, okay?
That concludes our interview with these two marvelous gentlemen. Really fantastic insights about what they had to say. A big special announcement is coming for Gold Bazan fans. Definitely tune in. We'll be announcing most likely in the next pod. We just want to make sure the fine details are there. As always, we appreciate the support, and we couldn't thank the Tony and his son for coming on Gold Bazan. Hope to have them soon again and to get their insights. As always, you can check out our website at www.goldbazanpodcast.com. Our Twitter is at Gold Bazan. We have a Facebook page, Gold Bazan as well, GOLBEZAN. Check us out. Our email address is mail@goldbazanpodcast.com. If anybody wants to get in touch for literally anything, feel free. Thank you, folks.